Hello, everyone. My name is Aiden, and welcome to another episode of the Seven Lakes Podcast. Today here, I'm joined with some members of the Varsity Boys and Varsity Girls soccer team. And today we'll be running through our amazing weekend and amazing seasons. This weekend we were at the state tournament, and we both had a great time. How about we start by introducing ourselves? I'm Aiden.
I'm Eddie.
Hi, I'm Jesus.
Hi, I'm Wags.
Hi, I'm Valerie.
Hi, I'm Daniel.
I think a good way to start is, how about we all say when we first started playing soccer? I'll start. I think the first time I played soccer was actually, it was in a camp, and it wasn't a soccer ball, it was a balloon. And we would go, and we would kick the balloon up in the air, and we would race to the other side. And that's my first memory. Well, it's not even my own memory, but it's what my dad tells me the first time I really played soccer. Yeah.
I'd say the first time I played soccer was, I was about 3 years old, and my dad was just taking me out to a park to go kick around a ball, and I feel like that's when I really fell in love with the sport.
I think the first time I started playing soccer was with my friends at the park, you know, building those memories from when we were young, and that's how love for sport started.
The first time I played, I went to an Albion camp because my dad played for Albion, and so, like, he just took me to a camp, and that's all I remember because I was, like, three.
So my situation was kind of similar to Aiden's, where I don't actually remember it, but everyone always told me I was a kicker as a child, and they decided to put me in soccer, and that was the start of my journey.
Yeah, I started playing soccer when I was about five in preschool in the UK. So in the UK, like, soccer is a big part of the culture. So from, like, a young age, all the kids are playing soccer. I moved here in the third grade. So, you know, when I came here, I had an English accent. It was thick. I actually got made fun of for it. But, I actually was in Eddie's class in the third grade.
Yeah, I remember that. He came in with this, you know, thick Scottish accent, and I was just so confused. And I was like, wow, who is this guy? So I remember we went out to recess soccer, and he was dominating everyone, and I was like, oh, all right, this guy's pretty good.
That's good. All right, so how about we start off? I mean, anyone can answer this. How does this feeling really feel, making it to the state tournament?
It was honestly pretty crazy. I wasn't expecting it, like, at all. But we got there, and I was so excited for the team. And even though we lost, like, it was still a really big moment for us. And it didn't really feel like a loss just because, like, how far we made it and, like, how far we came.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, I remember our first time going, it was just so much fun. Like besides the soccer part, besides the game, like, the trip together was, I mean, unforgettable. Like, all the memories, the fun things we got to do. You know, Daniel absolutely out of it at the restaurant because of his allergies and, you know, and little things like that, like. You know, those are the things that you're going to remember for forever, hopefully. And so, yeah. All right, what about you guys over here? What did you think of our journey?
I had a great time at the state tournament. I mean, with all my friends being there, and we were there with one thing on my mind, and it was being champion at the end. And that's what we accomplished. So mm-hmm. I'm really happy. I'm really happy for that.
Yeah, definitely.
I mean, us, Aiden, this was our third time. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I think for me, personally, with it being my third time, it was more of like a lock in and focus than like enjoy the fun.
Yeah.
Because the first time we had our fun, mm-hmm, like mm-hmm. we were happy to be there, you know. They were like nervous but like excited.
Yeah.
But this time it was just strictly like I felt like I was there on a business trip.
I totally get that. I mean, still we have fun and we enjoy it, but I mean, we were going in with a mission because it was different sort of pressure having won it before and then going back and having to do it again. It's different type of mentality you have to go in with.
Yeah.
What about your goal, Wags, and that Jordan game? That was a pretty special moment, right?
Yeah. Everyone was like freaking out because they had scored on us, but I don't know. It was just a free kick. And I mean, it was like 25 yards out, but I got really lucky that it hit the back of her head. Mm-hmm. I mean, it was like, Jordan's kind of a rival, so it was like a fun way to score on them.
So, for you guys that don't know, that goal came from the regional final where our girls played against the Jordan girls. And Wags, why don't you walk us through the goal so people fully understand the craziness that went on that.
Okay, so basically it was already like a 1-0 game and they had scored pretty early. And so one of our right backs, Kennedy Reed, she ended up getting a foul. So I, like, there was a free kick from about 25, 30 yards out. And I don't know, I just sat there and just took a deep breath. And then I kind of just, like, kicked it, like, kind of aiming for the top right. But let's be honest, I never...
wherever it goes, it goes.
No. Wherever it goes, it goes. Like, I never truly aim. And so it ended up hitting the crossbar, and the goalie had already jumped, so it hit the back of her head, and it went in. And, man, the crowd just went wild, and everyone just started running at me. And I watched the goalie's face, and she looked so defeated.
Oh, that's golden.
Yeah. It made me happy personally, but, like, you know.
Uh-huh. That's good. That's good. I mean, we had our own troubles with Jordan
sure.
In our playoff run. You remember that game, Eddie?
I do remember that game. It was really close. I'm just really fortunate that we were able to, you know, score a goal with because of Aiden Morrison free kick. You know, it was something different. It was something special, and I'm just happy we were able to win the game in penalties. You know, just watching Ben go out there and save them all, it was really inspiring. It really like lit up some like motivation and confidence in mm-hmm. us, telling us that wow, we can really win state again.
Mm-hmm. And for you guys, what do you think like was the turning point in your season where you guys knew where it was like, yeah, it's game on from here and propelled you to go so far?
I think once we hit second round of districts, something in us just kind of clicked. Like, we finally figured out what was our strengths, what were our weaknesses were, and also as a team we started finally finding the confidence not only in ourselves but in each other. Especially when we played Tompkins again, because the first time we beat them it was a very tough game for us. Mm-hmm. And when we beat them again, we kind of realized we were like, hey, we are a good team. And we started having confidence not only in ourselves but in each other as a team, and we refused to give up with that. No matter like the games we played, like even if we were tied, even when we were down, like we refused to give up. And I think that's kind of what we held on to from not only in districts but all the way into playoffs. Mm-hmm.
Daniel, what do you think it was for us? Like, what was the turning point in our season?
You know, obviously, like at the beginning of the season, just, you know, preseason too. There was a lot of stuff going on with the Seven Lakes boys team with, you know, individuals not being there such as yourself, you know, with Stasic, you know, but I think, and especially since all throughout that first part of the season, mm-hmm. we never really played with our full team either. Right. It was Noah was injured or we were playing or like I was injured or there was a center back that was missing.
Right.
But I think that first game that really, it really clicked for us was that Jordan game, the first round. Mm-hmm. That was a glimpse of what we could really do.
Yeah, definitely.
That was amazing. Yeah. And I think with that, you know, it gave us belief. It gave us hope. Jordan was a good team in the district, and we ended up smashing them 4-0. Yeah. So I think that sent a message to not just ourselves but to everyone else that, like, you know, we mean business.
Mm-hmm. It was almost like every time we played Jordan – we got something out of it, because, I mean, the first round we played them, we showed everyone what we could do. Second round, despite all the craziness that went on, I think that, like that showed us that we can handle adversity. And, again, the third round of playoffs going to Pens and winning there was huge. And it's kind of funny how we both just play against Jordan, and it's always so tight, and there are big rivals for both of us. So, yeah. Eddie, how about you walk us through that huge moment? I know you're waiting over there to talk about it. That huge goal you had in state to seal the deal in the semifinals.
Well, really, first off, I got to say it was a bit of a team effort. You know, Quartz, I played an excellent ball to Daniel, and Daniel did something I've never seen before. he played me a left-footed cross. One touch, two. It was unprecedented. So all I could think about was, wow, I really can't mess this up, can I? So there I go, like, thinking about the contact and hitting the ball, and I just see their keeper just start charging at me, and I got a little bit scared.
Yeah.
So I just tapped it. That keeper, you know, he's probably playing football or something. He just tackled me to the floor. I ate the floor. And then I look up. I just see the ball go in the goal, and I just couldn't believe it. I was like, wow, this is me.
Yeah. Had to hit the Ronaldo celebration.
I did have to hit the Ronaldo celebration, you know. I mean, just with everyone there, it would have been a crime not to. Uh-huh.
How about one of you guys walk us through your favorite your favorite memory from the whole season? It could be anything.
I mean, it's not like a set memory, but my favorite part of the season was the bus rides. Literally every time before, it was one of the other midfielders, Chloe. It was like her job to get us hype.
Yeah.
And like she would play, man, she'd play the weirdest music, but the bus would start shaking and like everyone was jumping and dancing. And it's like, that's the stuff that I'm going to remember. I'm not really going to remember the games. Like I remember going to state, but it was the bus rides that always get me.
Yeah, definitely for me too. I mean, like the most important memories I've made, I mean, of course, winning state and that is absolutely amazing. I mean, that's, you can't replicate that, but the things that I'm going to remember is the relationships I've made and with all these guys, all the fun things we've got to do together. And I mean, I'm just going to miss it so much because I mean, I'm not gonna be able to do this anymore. I'm not gonna be able to play representing my school. I'm gonna have to move on to a new school. And I mean, I don't know, all of us here are headed our own ways and it's going to be hard at first, definitely. But I think, we're all ready for it with what we've been through here at Seven Lakes. And I think it's really good that, that we could go through the things we do here at Seven Lakes so that we can be prepared for the next chapter.
Just like Wag said, the bus rides, especially when we were entering playoffs, the bus rides got a lot crazier. Mm-hmm. And then I think my favorite was like, I think it was after we actually won, I think it was in the fourth round, we, two of our players have digital cameras. And so for like 40 minutes straight, we were just taking pictures the entire bus ride. And one of my best things is like, I always go back to those photos because like the joy and the fun that I've had, like you can just see it in our eyes. It's just, there's so much love and happiness in us. And so.
Yeah. There's definitely some guys on our team that like take photos of themselves too.
Oh yeah. Not to name any names.
Plausible. But yeah, no, and pictures will last forever. That's the cool thing about that. And you can print those, right? The digital photos. That's really cool.
I know. I can't. Every time we take pictures, I'm always like checking the group chat because I'm like, okay, so have you guys sent it? Have you guys uploaded the photos yet? Yeah.
I mean, definitely that's all what's going on right now on all my social medias, all the pictures of us. It just makes me so happy to see all of them. I mean, there's some amazing photos of all of us, I'm sure, for you guys too.
So, girls, what were some of the sing-along songs that y'all were singing on the way to games on the bus? I'm really curious to know.
So it kind of varied, but like for like the first beginning half of the bus ride, we would listen to more like chill songs, but there would be like ones that we can all listen, like sing along to, or we'd have our headphones in. So it'd be a lot of like Bruno Mars and like Taylor Swift and Olivia Rodrigo.
For us, you know, we usually do our sing alongs after the game, and we like to sing along to like Miley Cyrus songs and like Taylor Swift songs, and you know, occasional Bruno Mars.
So would you give us an example, please, of Taylor Swift?
Absolutely not. Absolutely not.
Come on, I've heard it on the bus before.
Absolutely not.
He's a great singer.
No, he is a great singer.
No chance.
It's his hidden talent, nobody knows. And his left foot.
No me.
So, I have a great topic. Are you guys superstitious, and what about?
Okay, this one's a little bit silly. So, based on the timing of our playoff games, I would never have enough time to like eat a full meal. So I'd eat snacks, and I ate apples. And after we won round three, I had eaten apples prior to the game. So every playoff game, I made sure I was eating apples before. And well, we made it to state, and I'd eaten apples every. Like before every game. So when I had to make the bus ride to state, I told my dad, I was like, Dad, you need to cut me apples now before I went off. So,
yeah, I mean, there's tons of players on our team that do probably things even sillier than that. So,
yeah, I know our team is super superstitious. Like, we take it to an extreme. Mm-hmm. Team dinners always has to be Mod Pizza. There's no other place we go for a team dinner because that's the place we win. We don't do breakfast because every time we've done breakfast in the past years, like our freshman year, We lost to Tompkins in the regional quarterfinal because we ate breakfast.
Yep.
Right?
That's why. That's exactly why.
That's exactly why we lost. You know, we don't train the same day of a game. No chance. No chance. No, I never train in the morning. Every time we train in the morning, we always end up losing. Our entire team on the bus has specific seats.
Yeah.
Like everyone sits never in the changes. Same seat we before a game.
Yeah.
Never ever changes. And if you change it, then you must want us to lose.
Now you're getting yelled at if you change it.
Yeah.
I know that for us, before every game, we love to listen to Brazilian funk. Has to be Brazilian funk. If it's not, then
yeah, in the locker room, you know, juggle before the game.
Juggle before the game. Always has to be like a two-touch game or soccer, tennis. Mm. I know for me personally, I always have to get a Subway sandwich.
Yeah.
Subway sandwich, same everything on the Subway sandwich before every game. Have to.
Yeah. For me, I mean, I feel like there's a big difference between like a routine and superstition. I've never been like very superstitious. But there's definitely things that I always do like before a game. Like I always need to shower before a game. Yeah, I feel like it like wakens me up and like keeps me fresh. I always need to eat like a good amount of time before a game. And I always take a nap too. But I don't think any of that is like superstition. I think it's like more preparation. And I always do the same thing because it works. I mean, and if it doesn't work, I don't blame it on my preparation because I do everything that I possibly can to be right and ready for the game. So I mean, I've never been a very superstitious person, but I know a lot of people on our team are like with you eating the same thing before every game. And people step on the field with their right foot first, Kruger wearing his dirty Hey Dudes every game, or his lucky shirt or whatever he does, and you know, things like that. Like, I mean, if it works for you, it works for you, and that's the biggest thing that matters is what will get you mentally right for the game.
I think one of the biggest ones is Eddie during playoffs does not shave at all, so he leaves his beard super long, and I mean, it's worked so far. So
it has worked.
You
so
guys
far.
Should hear the chants of the other team's crowd.
Oh my goodness!
What are you doing so on the field? How old is he? Can we get a birth certificate check?
It reminds me of this one story I had my junior year when I was heading out to the regional final. Yeah, while I was playing, I just could hear some fans saying, "You look 30." I heard that, you know, I was like, dang, my bad.
I mean, they're not wrong, Eddie. When you let that beard grow, it doesn't stop.
I can't let it stop, you know. I feel like if I shave it, we're going to lose. So I just got to keep it growing. And every time my mom says, oh, shave your beard, I just got to tell her I'm so sorry. I can't.
It's worked so far. So how about we talk about some maybe unexpected players that stepped up? I know your girl said you had a few freshmen that were called up, or some other players that stepped up big time when maybe they weren't expected.
Yeah, this year we had we just had more freshmen than we normally do. So our starting holding midfielder, Cameron Lumpkin, she did so well for a freshman. Like, she was really good about winning 50-50s and making sure she holds and stays and helps defend. And I'm not gonna lie, I was not expecting it. She's really small, really petite, but man, I guess her elbows are pointy or something, because she gets in there. She does really well. And then we had a forward, Sienna. She got called up for playoffs. She scored four goals in four games. She did really well, and she really saved us.
Yeah, her goals were actually, I think the first game it was against George Ranch. She scored in the last 5 minutes for us.
Oh wow.
And then she actually scored our first goal against Cy Fair in the last 2 minutes of the first half. And then she scored in. Yeah, and she just kept scoring for us. And she scored, the first goal most of the time for us. And so she really helped us, get the game going.
Yeah, I mean, that's awesome. It's so cool to see when players step up, even, when others are struggling or you don't expect it. Like, I got one sitting right next to me. He scored some huge goals in playoffs for us. Why don't you walk us through some of those, Eddie?
Well, I mean, to be honest, at the end of the day, it's always a team effort. I got to give all glory to God for those goals that I scored. You know, I'm just lucky I was able to rack up a goal in the first game. I was lucky I was able to rack up an important goal in the second game against Spring Woods. But at the end of the day, you know, it's really just a team effort. Mm-hmm. I would say, sure, I did my part, but who really did their part and who really, like, showed up for us was Sammy Hartpole.
Yeah.
I mean, at the beginning of the season, like, we weren't even expecting this guy to get that many minutes or do that much. And then come playoff time, he's playing every game, playing most minutes. He's, you know, working his heart out. And, you know, I feel like without Sammy, I don't know if we would have been able to replicate what we did last year.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, he was a huge player. I mean, like you said, nobody really expected it. And then for him to come out and he started in the state finals, like, wow. Yeah. Like, he went from hardly getting any minutes to starting the state finals. It's really big for us. So, yeah.
So, Aiden, I have a question for you. There's 3 minutes left in overtime in the state championship game. It's tied. You're about to take a free kick. What's going through your mind?
Yeah, I mean, it's a different situation to anything I've ever been in before. I mean, you can kind of compare it to the opportunity I had against Cinco Ranch last year in the quarterfinals where there's 2 seconds left to tie the game. I would kind of say it was very similar things going through my mind then as there were on Saturday night. The big thing that I always try to do in those moments is clear my head, because with all that's going on in a game like that where we were up and then we're tied and then it's going to overtime and then I got to get mentally prepared because it's almost going to penalties and all the emotional things that come with that. I mean, the biggest thing I always have to do in those moments is take a step away and clear my head. And that's what I did. I mean, immediately I grabbed the ball and then I took a few deep breaths and I knew that this was my big moment. I mean, to be able to have that opportunity is just a blessing, because, I mean, all you guys put your trust into me to take the free kicks, take the penalty kicks. And, I mean, it ended up coming off, so that was absolutely amazing. But, I mean, for you guys to even back me on that and always trust in me, that's where my confidence ultimately comes from, because I know that you guys are with me no matter what happens. Is that you guys, like, whether I miss or I make it, that you guys love me and you guys care about me. And that's really where I get my confidence. And so when I stepped up, I knew it was a big moment for me, and I couldn't throw it away. So, you know, I had to do it for the boys.
So, Aiden, you put the ball in a tough spot for the keeper. Is that where you were aiming at?
Yeah, I mean, before every free kick I get is when I really decide where I'm going to shoot. Depending on where the keeper sets up the wall, where the keeper is standing, where on the field the free kick is. So right before the free kick is when I really decide. And yeah, I mean, I knew where I was going to aim. I mean, it was to the right side of the goal. I just, the main challenge I had to overcome was getting it over the wall. And I knew I have the ability of doing that, where I have a certain technique that I've practiced a lot, where I can dip it up and over the wall. And I mean, I won't say I was necessarily aiming right where it went, but definitely in that area is where my idea was. And yeah, it ended up coming off, and the keeper was frozen, and I was like, man, that guy didn't even dive. I might have got a little lucky there. But no, I mean, once it went in, the emotions just completely took over. I mean, right then and there, like, I just started bawling in the corner. I couldn't hold it anymore, because it's such a unexplainable moment where, I mean, everybody's counting on me. Everybody there is watching. It's probably the biggest moment of my life, maybe the biggest moment I'll ever get. Hopefully not. Hopefully I get some more big moments. But but yeah, I mean, you can't even explain how amazing that feeling is to lift your team to the ultimate high of high school soccer in Texas. I mean, we went out on top, and there's no taking that away from us. So yeah, it's truly amazing.
Thank you for sharing, Aiden. To finish up the podcast today, let's go around asking everyone to summarize their high school experience in one phrase.
Okay, I'll start. I'll say making memories and relationships with my friends that will last a lifetime.
I'd say I have two. One of them being God's timing is always right, and the other one being that family is everything.
I would say for me it is overcoming, because I had a lot of obstacles in the way, but at the end of the day we came, and it was great. I love it.
I would say it was a very fulfilling experience. Like, I made so many new friends, built so many new relationships, and I overcame a lot.
I would say unforgettable, whether it was the good or the bad, because I feel like I learned a lot of lessons from high school soccer.
I think one word to describe high school soccer is bittersweet. There's a lot of good sides to it, the friends you make and everything. But there's definitely a lot of challenges that go throughout high school soccer that you have to deal with. So I think bittersweet's like the perfect word to summarize high school soccer.
Okay, awesome. Well, guys, thank you for joining us on the Seven Lakes podcast. I hope you guys have a great rest of your week. And we'll talk to you next time.